This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in December of last year, and the stock was trading at that time around 21 cents a share. Now it's around 27 cents a share, up over 25%. Name of the company is BioLargo, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. And with us today is the CEO, president, and chairman of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Dennis Calvert. Dennis, welcome back to the show.
Everett, so good to be back, and thank you.
You know, last time you were a show, we talked about a lot of things, but there's a couple things I want to talk about today. First of all, BioLargo, as a company, it's known for its innovative environmental technologies. For people who aren't familiar with the company, tell me, what makes BioLargo unique in the clean tech and environmental engineering space?
Thank you. Great question. The company really started out as a tech shop. And over time, we became a full-service solution provider, right? As we built up staff, developed a portfolio of technologies and products, brought in the talent necessary to take a project from start to finish. And so now we're hitting stride with that, right? What happens is when we go into a customer opportunity, mostly in the environmental space, so we always say clean air, clean water, a cleaner earth. So it's all about a sustainable environmental solution for problems. And we like to focus on big problems, like big as in huge markets that have significance and, for whatever reason, pressure to execute, and it makes for an accelerated growth opportunity, right? So the company is now becoming this environmental solution provider and known for that in the marketplace. And one of the reasons people are so excited right now is the evidence is at hand. You know, commercial opportunities are expanding so fast and so big, and so we're really facing an extraordinary growth opportunity. And lots of deals already done, some launching, some mature. And, you know, we've just stayed the course for a very long time and becoming increasingly credible. And now we're just scratching the surface on some magnificent commercial opportunities. So that's the company, right?
Well, you know, last time you were on the show, we talked about some partnerships. We know you've established some key partnerships over the past few quarters. How important are the Ike Day and the Garrett Callahan partnerships to BioLargo going forward, say, this year in 2022?
Those are two big ones, and we got some more coming too, right? So, yeah, so if you think about our business model, we invent something, develop a solution, find a problem, develop a solution. We prove it up. And we like to prove it all the way to commercial adoption. And if you think about that for a minute, commercial adoption means seeded in the market. You know it works. You know it's scalable. You know it's affordable. It's going to last, right? You have to do all that hard work. As we always say, the hardest work is done in many ways at BioLargo. And it has been hard work, by the way. And then once you get there, right, what do? Well, you partner your way to success. And for us, we think about that as a channel partner, someone who has a feet on the street. Boots on the ground, right? Customers in hand, problems well aware. And we essentially partner with those channel partners to bring a solution to bear. So Garrett Callahan's a great example. Now, Garrett Callahan is the largest privately held water company in North America. Say that again, largest privately held water company in North America. Yeah. And so we did a business deal about a year ago, and we've been developing a product together. It's actually their design, and they selected us, and they chose us as a partner to become essentially a supply chain and technical support partner for a piece of equipment focused on what the industry calls MLD, minimum liquid discharge. So we're letting the market know, right, that the goal for that partnership out of the gate is to sell about 30 to 50 units, and those will sell for between 100 and 500,000 or so per unit once it's launched. And if you look carefully, we've been saying this product's about to start. And so that's a catalyst. That's a big catalyst. It's nice, okay? That's one. Ikigai Holdings is another. Again, a relationship that started about a year ago has now gone to market. It is active. It's not maybe. It's happening, right? And Ikigai is composed of experts in the brand building business. So they launched a bunch of products over their career, things like Febreze and Swiffer and Copper Fit and Zevo and Flawless and even Huggies. Snuggies. the blanket with sleeves, right?
Yep.
So they're expert marketeers. Yeah, I know. It's great. So they launched a business. It's a new business backed with venture capital, focused on that idea of exploiting their special talent, which is building a brand. And they selected our pet odor control product, not technology, but product, as a platform on which to build their business. And so it's the first out of the gate. So that has launched. They have reported that they're exceeding all expectations. They're very excited about the future. And to give people an order of magnitude, the last product that they launched in which they were supporting all the marketing exited for close to $500 million. Okay, so you got to kind of get your head around what's going on. This is a big vision of a $1 billion a year brand opportunity. And so what we bargained for in that deal is a supply chain partnership in which we manufacture the product and make a manufacturer's margin.
Right.
We also get a little royalty on technology, a small royalty. It's roughly 6%, which is kind of our model. And then we get 20% of the exit. So just think about that. That's a venture strategy focused on building a brand, plowing all the cash flow and your equity into the brand itself, targeting an exit in excess of $500 million. So this is a great deal. This is a very nice situation. Yeah, go ahead.
And so do you think both of these products will come out commercially in the first quarter?
The pet odor control product has already launched. It is commercial. The wastewater equipment partnership with Garrett Callahan should launch this quarter, which means contracts, revenue probably second quarter. So we're planning on that. And then the third, which we should talk about, is this PFAS solution, PFAS, right? And so there's a number of partnerships in discussion. And so we believe that they, again, in line with our strategy, right, which is to invent it, prove it up, get its first commercial adoption, and then form partnerships. The PFAS solution is just humongous. I mean, you know, some people say it's an $80 billion a year market. Our solution is a low-cost, low environmental impact solution. And from everything we can tell in the market, we haven't seen a competitor that can compete technically and on cost.
Hey, Dennis, before we go further, just break it down for the new listeners what PFAS stands for and what it does.
Yeah, so per- and polyfluoroalkali, PFAS. If you Google PFAS or do an internet search, you're going to find that this is called the forever chemicals, often referred to as the contaminant of the decade.
Right.
And these
the
are
waters.
The chemical components that made nonstick coatings. They're part of Biden's top environmental impact. They just set aside a $10 billion allocation out of the infrastructure bills. The EPA is targeted as a hazmat. It's just being highly, highly regulated. And the problem is so big because these chemicals have been linked to adverse health effects, like birth defects
and
cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And if you think about it, it makes sense. A little bit 30 years later turns into a lot because it doesn't biodegrade. It bioaccumulates in your body, in the earth, in the polar ice caps. I mean, it's everywhere. So it's not good. Right. So basically everybody now knows, okay, we got to get this out of the environment. And so there's a huge industry and there is competition. Listen, every engineering firm in the world is going to be a PFAS solution provider. What they don't have is the technical innovation we have. And we got about a 2.5 year head start on most people. And based on our technology, we present a footprint solution that is 1/1000th the waste disposal of the nearest competitor. 1/1000th. Okay,
and so who are you going after? Who are you guys going after? Government? Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's all the above, right? So we've already announced, this public information, of course, that we're working with one of the largest municipal water districts in the industry. We're working with the federal government. We're doing some work with supply chain partners that serve the military bases. We're also working early stage in the mining field, right, because mining operations often have a lot of PFAS to deal with. And all of those are culminating in trials. So we have a couple of commercial trials that are in process. We announced 2 weeks ago that we'd achieved a result in a technical test with a client project of what's called non-detect. Non-detect means, for layman, we basically took it all out. Now,
wow.
No scientist or engineer would ever say all.
Right,
it means
right,
that we
right.
achieved a success to the level of the minimum detection limits of the equipment and the test process. So anyway, it's a big technical achievement. And when that happened, the phone rings, and the way that looks is engineers typically call us and they say, "I've heard about your solution. It looks like you're ready for market. I've got a client. They have a problem. They don't like the current solutions. We'd like to talk about working with you to solve this problem."
Nice.
That's how it goes. Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's taken us 10 plus years to get to the point where people actually call us.
We got about a minute left. I want to get to my final question. As I stated earlier, your stock has been rising up over 25% from December. Recently, you guys hit a 52-week high. That being said, do you think this is a good time for investors to get involved with the environmental technology companies like BioLargo and the other ones? Your thoughts on that, and just a geopolitical stance too, of where the government and other governments going on?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, right? So, you know, we've spent now a career. I mean, we've always, here's what happens, right? The world is becoming smarter and smarter about the danger of these pollutants. Technologies are more advanced. They can measure at smaller levels. They have better technology to study long-term chronic effect. And so, yeah, this is a great space. I mean, we gotta take care of our planet. We gotta take care of our people and the plants and the animals. I mean, it's so simple. And so,
I agree.
For us, we're on the cutting edge of solutions. And the reason BioLargo is a winner, there's a number of reasons, but there's a big reason, and that's the people. You know, it's great technology and people that make it work. And, you know, as we always say, we love our customers. You know, what does that mean? It means we love them. I mean, we're going to take care of a customer like most companies can't. So, you know, what's the future hold for us? I think it's, you know, as I've been quoted, the opportunities are far bigger than anyone ever imagined for BioLargo. And I think we're going to see our market cap's around 60 million, right?
And mm-hmm.
Is that big or little?
70 million.
Look, we just talked about an $80 billion market. We
right,
have a chance to be number one. So I don't know. I think it's pretty small. But let me make one caveat for everybody. Right?
Sure.
We're going to experience extraordinary growth, which means manpower, supply chain, and the world's a little topsy turvy. So we're going to have some of that. You know, people should expect it to go from, you know, we have about 36 people that work with us on a day in, day out basis. That's going to go to 100. And so there's a lot of work to do. This is not magic. It's hard work. Okay. But what does the future hold? Oh my gosh. It's so unlimited. I just can't even stand it. So do a deep dive. Do your diligence. That's my, and of course we love the company and we love the future for our business. So there you go.
Well, I want to thank you for coming back on the show, giving us an update. My guest today has been Dennis Calvert, one of the hardest working CEOs out there, especially on the OTC markets. He's the president and chairman of the company. The company that we're highlighting is BioLargo Inc. Look them up. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BLGO. I think they got a lot of space in front of them. They're going to be growing a lot. But as Dennis said, everybody should do their own due diligence. I agree with that. I can't wait for you to come back on the show in 40 or 50 days and let us know what's going on.
Awesome, Everett. Go BioLargo. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.